Friday, the 13th of June. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is Friday. It's Friday the 13th. So just let's pause for a moment and wonder, sometimes people can have little raised eyebrows about Friday the 13th. I don't know if that still happens. But where does it come from? Because it actually has its roots in our Christian tradition. So the idea about this being a significant moment to remember, what happens, what very, very important thing happens in the Christian story on a Friday? And in fact, every Friday we should be remembering this. Ah, yes, Good Friday happened. And what happened on Good Friday? Jesus died. That's right. For a very long time throughout our history, it has been the habit in Catholic families, in Christian families, to do something every Friday to remember Jesus' passion and death. And so that's one of the reasons why for many years there was this idea of no meat on Friday, which then sort of became fish on Fridays. I wonder if you remember that transition. You may have heard that we shouldn't eat meat on Friday, so sometimes people eat fish on Friday. And then when Pope Benedict was Pope, he suggested that we should, because of care for the oceans, maybe we shouldn't eat fish either on Fridays. We should have no meat and no fish, and maybe we should just have a vegetarian Friday. And this is a little way of having, if you like, a little bit of abstinence, a little bit of fasting and abstinence each week as Catholics, as we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and eat simple food. So we might eat no fish, no meat on Friday, just have a vegetarian supper. It's a way of reminding us that Jesus died for us. And then what's significant about the number 13? Ah, someone knows. If there are 12 apostles plus Jesus, you get to 13. So at the Last Supper, there were 13 sitting down to supper. And that was before Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus. And then you can say, oh, well, but Francis, at the beginning of Acts, another disciple is elected to become one of the 12. That's true, but they're never again 13 in the same way because Jesus is risen and he is not present in the same way as he was before. So that's where we get 13 and Fridays from. And so if somebody says to you it's unlucky, you say, no, you don't understand what's going on. Actually, it is about remembering that Jesus died for us. Even though he was betrayed by one of his friends, still, he loved even Judas, even ourselves, greatly. He loved us enough that he would die for us to save us from sin. So that's a little bit about Friday the 13th, because every now and then a child asks me, isn't this a dangerous day or something? And I'm like, no. It's a day in which we must remember that Jesus died for us, and we remember it even more. And of course, this Friday, we are also looking ahead to celebrate Trinity Sunday, the feast day of the Holy Trinity. This is again one of those feasts that we have in our tradition in which we remember the truth of what we know about our faith. So as Christians, we have a very strange faith. It's very different from everybody else's, and it's different because we believe in one God and three persons, one God who reveals God's self to us in the three persons of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if you ask me to explain exactly what that means, like in a scientific way, I have to tell you, it is a mystery and I can't do it. Not even the great Saint Augustine or Saint Thomas Aquinas, they couldn't do it either. In the end, we can just say it is a mystery, but a mystery we believe. I thought today I would talk a little about the readings at Mass on Sunday. They're quite complex when you listen to them. And I thought maybe we would lean into the teaching of the Church that is sitting in the Missal itself. And so I want to read you the introduction to the Mass on Sunday that is in the Missal, put there to help us understand what is going on in this feast. So in the Missal, the first Sunday after Pentecost is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And we are thinking on the Sunday about the triune God. So that's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. and God's plan of love. The three biblical passages that we will read on Sunday aid our reflection on the identity of who we believe in on the Christian God. It is not enough to say we believe in God. It is important for us to know the God in whom we believe. It is important that we know who our God is and what it entails to believe in a God who is three in one. The first reading tells us that the Father, the Creator, creates with wisdom, not randomly or in a confused way, but rather he has a plan of salvation to achieve. The second reading presents the work of the Son, who gives glory to the Father. And then in the Gospel, as we listen to Jesus, he clarifies the work of the Holy Spirit. So, all of the readings on Sunday, each of them are helping us to understand the nature, the way God reveals God's self in the three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the invitation really on Sunday is to listen carefully to those readings, listen and hear how the first reading talks about how everything was created. Now, the second reading talks about Jesus and how in the Gospel Jesus himself talks about the Holy Spirit. We want to hear this. We want to hear, and with a heart full of faith, we want to try to accept and understand this great mystery of our faith. But in the end, we also need to remember that it is that. It is mystery beyond our comprehension. And so as we come to the end of thinking about the Trinity today, not the end of thinking about it, because we could write all the books in the world about the Trinity and not come to an end, huh? We come to the end of our time together. I thought it would be good to very slowly and prayerfully make our prayer just the sign of the cross. When I was a little girl, I can remember my teacher saying to me, my catechism teacher, some days you'll be too tired to say your prayers at night, but nobody is ever too tired to make the sign of the cross, which is the greatest of all the prayers we can make. So let's do that together. Close your eyes, put your hands together. Let's think about what we are doing. And then very slowly with me, with your eyes closed and your heart fixed on God, let us say, in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.